Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barber, and with me is Nicola Bird. And today we're going to talk about sort of the mental challenge of making a big change, and specifically, I guess, talking about weight loss. So people who've lost, 20, 30, 40, even 50 pounds over a significant period of time. So, 5, 6 months, maybe even a year. And then fluctuate, maybe gain a few pounds back, and then focus more on the few pounds they've gained back versus the much greater weight they've lost and managed to keep off. So it's, I guess to some people, they can't get their mind around like appreciating the larger distance they've come. Instead, they're focused more closely on the little bit that they've gained back. And people really struggle with that. So it's almost, they can't really even appreciate the distance they've come. So we were just talking about this. So Nicola, get into what you think we're really talking about here.
Okay, well, we're talking about a few things, actually. One, learning to trust yourself, and the second one, your critical mind, would be the two biggest things going on here. And first, when you're creating a change, that would be the matter of the trust. You have to adapt to the new changes, the process of actually getting there, the hard work that you put in to create the change. Then once you're there, then it's adapting to who you now are and being able to trust that change is who you now are, because you're still identifying with your old ways, your old patterns. So you do have to learn to trust yourself and build up that trust. And that happens over time with consistency. That's one level. And then because you keep, second guessing yourself, doubting yourself, terrified that you're going to go back to where you used to be, then of course it can be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
So do you think there's this, so we've heard about the imposter phenomena, so is that what this is, where you just don't actually think the new smaller you is really you?
That's one.
Yeah.
But it's also, remember, that is one element, but the trust is it, because I mean, when you have been accustomed to certain patterns of behavior, and we're creatures of habit, and you've been this over, this way, and you've had these old patterns, and now you've changed your habits, you have to learn to trust that you can actually sustain this, This new you is actually you, not just your physical identity, but you're actually your new behavioral patterns, because you're more than just transforming your body. Again, it's transforming your mind. You're transforming behaviors, disciplines. It's a different lifestyle altogether. So those are all part of the whole package. So then these new behaviors, these new mindsets are important elements all combined. But you know yourself as who you used to be. So it's not just the physical imposter, but the new identification in terms of, again, behaviors, mindsets, emotions, and those states that you now have to adapt to, and trust is who you are as well, because that's what actually enables sustainability.
So is there value? Okay, I get that. That's pretty high level stuff. So is there value to, so can we get more specific on why it's so hard to see? Like, I kind of, like, obviously this is more your forte, so my sort of hack level explanation is, is trying to get to, like, the long view and then the short view.
Right.
Like, if you pull back and look at what you've done over a year, you're way ahead. But if you go acutely, like, down to, like, days, hours, and minutes, like, let's say you're in the middle of eating a tub of ice cream that's sort of not on your plan.
Right.
Well, yeah, okay, so maybe you're failing in that moment. I don't even want to use the word fit. Either way, maybe that's not congruent. But then you go long view, you're like, yeah, but I'm still way ahead. So is there something to, like, how do you get in and out of both views to still appreciate the distance you've come?
You're right. But then again, that distance is what's happening in that short view. In that moment, you're losing that perspective. You've, quote unquote, gone back in your mind to old behaviors, old patterns that scare you, that actually caused the problem in the first place. So you don't trust yourself to be able to rebound in a healthy way and come back to the new patterns, the new behaviors, the new mindsets that you've now established. So then you're oscillating between, again, not your physical identity, but actually your behavioral identity and your emotional and mental identity that then are getting in the way of what, or sabotaging your quote unquote seeming success. So you doubt yourself. You're scared, really, bottom line.
I see. So it's an incongruency between your, like you said, physical mental identity versus your actual physical one.
Right. Because when you're eating that tub, or when you gain those 3 pounds, you're like, oh my God, it's not working. I'm going to go right back. I'm not going to be able to hold on to this. So it's that fear inside yourself, fundamentally self-doubt.
Yeah.
We trust our change by it sustaining itself. and knowing that we can pull through. So we do have to develop trust that, listen, even if I've had this moment, I can get back on track. I'm okay. I've learned. I'm safe in this new space, and trust that you can get back and sustain your discipline.
So it's a little bit about being in the unknown, because now you have this new identity.
Yes.
And
not just physical identity, but emotional.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the physical of that new identity. So just like when you're heavier, your body weight fluctuates. Now that you're lighter, your body weight still fluctuates. So that part kind of hasn't really changed. And yeah, you gain a few pounds. You can take a few pounds off. If anything, you should at least have the confidence, knowledge, belief that you can certainly take those few pounds off, because you just did. You just took even more than that off.
Exactly.
So I guess part of it is to realize that even thin people or lighter people gain and lose weight. And they fluctuate just like when you fluctuated when you were bigger. So that part is no different. And it doesn't mean you're just going back to being big. It just means at 30 pounds lighter, you also go up and down a little bit.
Absolutely. But you wouldn't have that perspective in that time if you're scared that you're going to go back.
I understand. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that the mental emotional exercise is to start to learn that fluctuations are normal at all weights.
That's right. And you said something absolutely correct, that you need to go back in your mind and repeat and look at another lens that, look, I did it. I achieved this. I'm learning these new patterns. And as long as I keep sustaining them, I will sustain this. And that if I was able to achieve this, I can keep achieving it. I can sustain this. Mm-hmm. Then that becomes my new normal. So it's really exactly, if I achieve this, it's the confidence that I can keep sustaining it. And then you remind yourself of that achievement.
Which is unique to anyone who's actually lost a significant amount of weight. Now you've got proof that you can do it.
Right.
Like, people before they try have the fear that there's no point even trying because they'll fail. Then they go and lose a bunch of weight and they're like, oh, I actually can lose weight. And then if you put a few pounds back on, I don't know what the actual exercise would be, but come on, of all the people on earth, you've got proof that you know how to lose weight because you've already done it.
Well, the thing is that that's only if that has actually been a one-time shot for you. But it is true that there are people who have actually gained weight, lost weight, gained weight, lost weight. And if you're in that, have had that cycle where you've actually achieved a goal but gone back, then you will doubt yourself. You also might be afraid.
I see.
So,
So tell me this. Then in that, well, obviously this is maybe bleeding into a much larger issue.
Yeah.
I guess the more times you gain and lose, mm-hmm. that could go the opposite direction on you and start proving to you that it's impossible to keep it off.
It's not going
to
work. You're going to doubt yourself completely. And that self-doubt, again, feeds on itself.
Right.
And it becomes an emotional crisis in and of itself. And then that's when we come down and, like, emotional eating can really play a huge burden there, because then that pressure you put, the self-doubt, the fear, the anxiety, then creates the need to eat to escape those feelings. So you keep going around in a cycle because you food is a crutch. Mm-hmm. If you have gone up and down, food is actually suggesting, of course, that food is a crutch for you. Mm-hmm. And that you haven't, and you need to find healthy coping styles rather than using food as a coping mechanism.
So you can momentarily intervene, force your body weight down, but then if your mental and emotional sort of, if you haven't gone through so your body goes, you go through a physical transformation, but if you don't go through the mental and emotional transformation with it, mm-hmm. you're eventually going to revert. So there's more, I hope this doesn't sound worse for people, but there's still work to be done at the sort of inner game level to kind of keep it there.
Exactly. But the good news in that is that, you know, if you've done that legwork, at least you have that learning and that knowledge down pat. Like you know that what is to be done. So that's really an important part of the steps. So then it's just when there's this other leg of the journey in which you then now have to overcome some other parts that are sabotaging. Mm-hmm. And food is a crutch. It's, you know, it's a crutch for many, many people. Again, we've talked about it being cheap, easy, and legal. Mm-hmm. And when I work with people with emotional eating, and again, very common, not talked about enough, and food in those circumstances is always referred to as something that provides calm and happiness. So food is no longer filling, you know, hunger is not driven by hunger or metabolism. It's driven by emotions, the need for calm, the need for happiness. It's serving an emotion. Mm-hmm. And so if you take that away, what are you going to fill that need with? So you have to find a way to mechanisms to manage the need that food gave you. So you're kind of shifting your focus, because now you know how to exercise, how to eat right. You have those tools. Your program provides excellent tools. It gives you the how to, so you know how to, and that's fantastic. And so sustainability, if you're having any ups and downs and doubting yourself and getting afraid and finding yourself caught in patterns, then you really need to look at that other element, which is why we're here, that emotional part, so that you can sustain all the great work that you've achieved and all the great knowledge that you now have.
Yeah, so it basically comes down to you can push through a major transformation, but you still have to make the sort of inner transformation to keep it there. Go ahead.
Yeah, if that is a problem. Mm-hmm. Like if you're, you know, able to create different behaviors and there you are, and then you're basically having a little fluctuation here and there, then that's about trusting yourself. You're one out, you're doing well, then that's fine.
And just to remind everyone, this is a sloppy process. This isn't, there's nothing refined about this. It's pretty much a mess the whole way. And
messy, yeah.
It is. It's So like you lose some weight, you put some back on, you somewhere in there, you kind of hate yourself for a little while, but then you every now and then you're riding a wave of like feeling really good. And all of that's completely normal. Like even top level fitness competitors go through, like everybody goes through this, right? And then it's kind of like just slowly getting better at managing the whole process. Mm-hmm. And some point down the road, maybe it's naive to say you 100% have got it in the palm of your hand, but it's significantly easier to manage over time. That's the way to get to. That's the point. I mean, the ultimate goal is to get this almost completely where it doesn't chew up much mind space at all. But at the beginning, it chews up a lot of mind space.
Yes.
Because it's almost like the bigger the change, the more mind space it takes up, and the more of your life it kind of gets in the way of. And then over time, the fluctuations get smaller. The emotional hit you take on them or the amount of work you have to do gets smaller. And instead of putting back on 10 pounds, now you maybe only put back 5. And then maybe only put back 3, to the point where you're pretty comfortable with just where you are. But accept that it's just a rough go, and it gets easier over time if you keep putting the work in, is kind of the way I would – it's the only thing I've ever seen work. It's not typically it's not just one and done, bang. It takes kind of a few kicks at it until you got it.
Yes, but then of course, if you're talking about the emotional element of the eating part, you know, that if that is a driving force, then yes, you do have to put that in check. You have to deal with that element as well to sustain it, because many dieters have that experience and pattern of up and down, up and down. And then again, once you've gone through that more than once, mm-hmm. then you completely doubt yourself. And that's where you really do have to start delving into that emotional element of that emotional relationship with food, then becomes really what the problem is.
Sure. Well, I guess I'm almost even saying that, I guess we're trying to say like that it's to be expected.
It's to be expected.
And that's fine. That's fine. And if it kind of bubbles up, then you kind of, we're trying to tell you like, yeah, if it happens, hopefully it doesn't surprise you, because you can think back to when we said this, like, oh yeah, they said this was coming. And this is sort of one of the steps you have to go through. If you can't get this step done the first time, it's still one that needs to be dealt with.
And you can deal with it. That's the whole key.
Like, oh, yeah, 100, totally, totally.
And what it's doing is if you've lost weight, achieved it, sustained it, then you found your way. Yeah. If you've lost weight, regained, then it means that this other fine-tuning needs to occur. Yeah. And the good news is it's available. You can change this as well. Mm-hmm. So yes, you can change your diet. You can change your physical activity level, and you can change your emotional mental as well, if that's an element that's really getting in your way. All these things are changeable. All these things can be modified.
I guess what I was also going to say is they seem to perhaps happen at different rates, or
yes,
you know, like maybe you can actually force physical weight loss quicker than you can address the mental change that has to come with it.
Yes.
Or, you know, for one reason or another. Or maybe it's the, you know, like, I don't know what could really happen. Even if you could do it in the reverse, sometimes the weight loss, if you have enough to lose, that might happen slower than the physical or mental change. So either way, there's no guarantee that it all happens exactly
at
the same rate.
No, but what will happen is, as you achieve one goal, it might highlight where another area is deficient, mm-hmm. or is a problem.
Yeah.
When it'll highlight, like, okay, I'm doing this, but now I realize this other part is a problem. So as you go through one, it'll reveal another layer and another layer. And again, I don't want to make it sound like, oh my God, it's so daunting and it's never ending. It's not. I mean, that's human life where we are. It's a journey.
Yeah.
And when we're trying to achieve goals, typically there are layers to any goals that we want to achieve.
Yeah.
And when we achieve those goals, it's that perseverance. You keep going through it. And the reward, I always say, is far greater than the effort. But it's, if you get stuck at a certain level where you start doubting yourself and you're giving up, then you're really doing yourself a disservice because you've already proven that you can achieve so much. Something else is in your way. Here, we're explaining to you, this is what is another element that you can look at. We're revealing this so that you can go, okay, if I've done that, then I can also apply that to achieving these other goals and let me keep going forward. So it's really just to keep you persevering to say, it's possible. All this is available to you, but maybe you just need to take another angle and look at this emotional part of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
I guess in this specific example, talking about the making a big, losing a significant amount of weight and then gaining a bit back,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of, in this example, that little gain back is, that's where the other layer is being revealed.
That's where the other layer is being revealed. And if you're not able to get that under control, so to speak, then you'll just be up and down and in crisis, and then it can end up more, you know, gaining back. But if you're just at that level where you're just trying to re-identify, then yes, you definitely need to keep reminding yourself, here's my success, this is what I did, I now have this knowledge, this is how I achieved it, I trust myself that I can keep achieving it, and keep reminding yourself of your success. And that helps too, which I talked about earlier and alluded to, the critical mind, which we might not have very much time to really go into, but certainly you'll hear a lot about that in other podcasts from me. When that one comes in, mm-hmm. and you start beating up on yourself and you start putting yourself down and all that self-doubt, then that really just completely dampens your ability to keep moving forward.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess that would be the logical progress, getting into, like, the self-critic shows up, but, you know, when you gain a couple pounds back instead of appreciating the 30 pounds you lost.
That's right. So you start seeing that you're not capable, you can't do it, that's the self-doubt. You start pulling up all the failures you've ever had, that kind of thing. And then once you start going into that, then that's that feeling of, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
There's no use. I'm never going to achieve this. And you kind of give up. So it's really, it's keeping that, you know, your own cheerleading, your personal cheerleader attuned,
mm-hmm.
and be connected to that part of yourself that is your cheerleader and so self, your own personal support system, and creating, you know, self-talk, reminders of that for yourself, and paying attention to what you've achieved. And it's not just, I've achieved this weight loss, I'm physically active now, but any other achievements that you have so that you can reduce the self-doubt.
Mm.
I've achieved this, but look at all, I've also achieved this, I've also achieved that. So yes, you know what, I can do things, I can succeed, and I'm having a moment. Don't take the part to mean the whole. This is a moment, and let's get back up and not use this moment to define you, and don't use this moment as all or nothing, because, as we said, we're human, we're messy. The point is not that you had this moment, but what you do about that moment. If you're eating and you're doubting and getting caught in a little trap, and you know you gained a couple of pounds, it's simply back to the program. Ideas in the program and how you've achieved it. That's how you move forward and keep going versus getting stuck in critical mind, critical thinking, self-doubt, self-beating,
mm.
and then losing your perspective that you're capable and trusting your new ways.
And your new identity.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's, that was a lot. Let's maybe leave it at that for now.
Sure.
So in summary, it's well, I don't even want to summarize. I think you just summarized it well. So we'll leave that one. We'll leave it there for today, and we'll move on to some of these other issues in a future podcast. All right. So for Nicola Bird, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index podcast.